The interview room at Rikers smells faintly of disinfectant and old coffee. The fluorescent lights buzz overhead. Darnell sits across from you, 58 years old, shoulders tight, eyes fixed on the woman beside him. He has spent 22 years locked up for a murder conviction that hinged almost entirely on a single eyewitness. That eyewitness, Petra, has come in today and says she lied. Her hands stay folded on the table as she talks. She says she was 17 at the time, scared, and a detective fed her details until she repeated them. Now she says she wants to make it right. But Petra brought no written statement, no new evidence, and no one else to back her up. When you press for specifics about the night of the crime, her memory wobbles in ways a prosecutor could shred on cross-examination. Your conviction review unit has 6 active cases and limited bandwidth. The docket window closes Friday. You realistically get 1 shot. If you file a full petition now based only on Petra's recantation and she falls apart under questioning, the conviction likely stands and Darnell may lose his last legal avenue. If you wait to shore up the story, Darnell stays inside at least another year, and he has already survived 2 heart attacks. Darnell's voice is quiet. Is this it? Petra won't look at him. What's your call?